Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota police made more than 60 arrests for rioting and other offenses during protests for Dante Wright on Tuesday night. He had a warrant and was shot and killed by police as he struggled with officers during an arrest. It should be noted, court records show the arrest warrant was for first-degree aggravated robbery with a gun in a December 2019 event. President Biden will withdraw all remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attack that prompted America's involvement in our longest war. Officials believe the threat to the United States emanating from Afghanistan is at a level that can be addressed without a persistent military footprint in country. A San Diego Zoo employee was hospitalized Monday afternoon after being bitten by a venomous snake in a non-public area of a zoo. The snake is an African bush viper, and the venom typically kills within days. The condition of the zookeeper is unknown at this time. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Now that Major League Baseball wants into the political business wants into baseball's business. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some U.S. senators are hitting back at Major League Baseball over their decision to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying he wants to end the league's immunity from antitrust laws. Cruz also doubling down on his support of Georgia's new voting law, saying the league isn't concerned about voter fraud.
Major League Baseball and China, where free elections do not exist, just signed a three-year deal. A pause in the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is dealing a delay to the United States vaccine efforts that have largely been speeding right along. The rushed announcement from federal health officials on Tuesday morning was prompted by extremely rare cases of blood clots in people receiving the vaccine, the one-in-a-million type of rare. Federal officials will discuss the Johnson & Johnson vaccine findings today. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As President Biden moves forward with a very expensive infrastructure bill, it is being brought to the attention of the president. Completing the U.S.-Mexico border is infrastructure. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration's talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kalen Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's the return to common sense, huh? How novel. I mean, really, you'd be surprised. Common sense is not that far away as you might think. Or at least that the mainstream media would want you to believe, whether it's CNN or 60 Minutes with their, you know, propaganda presentations. Rick Manning joins us now. Rick, of course, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Good morning, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. But I'll tell you, the mainstream media, this drive-by media, is really exposing themselves, to the point of utter arrogance. I mean, CNN gets caught with a on a Veritas video, and you know, the guy's there. Oh yeah, I mean, this is all about getting rid of Trump. I mean, like this is some big surprise. I mean, you've got the CEO of Google saying, you know, President Trump would not be reelected, and that was their mission for 4 years, and all in collusion with Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, corporate America, the communist Chinese, just go right down the, you know, the players, and they brought it all to a big point on Election Day 2020. Forget about January 16th. January 16th was just an expression that you had roughly a million people there and, you know, descending in D.C. just saying, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, that we've got worked here. And then they found a way to cancel them and stomp them out because of this orchestrated alleged riot that happened there on January the 6th. And now we're finding out, Rick, that you know, more and more information is coming out that you've got you know, what was it, Pennsylvania saying, okay, all right, we'll get rid of those 21,000 dead people that are on our voter rolls. I mean, they had to be coerced to do this. They couldn't just do it for the sake of integrity. And then you got, what was it, Michigan? They found something like over 60,000 votes, you know, that were illegal. You know, so I guess we're all idiots for questioning the results.
That's not counting Wisconsin, where
right.
the left, a paid operative of the left, had access to the ballot room, but nobody else there, where the absentee ballots were in Green Bay, where the Zuckerberg money that was spent, which was paying this guy, literally, they bought the election system in places like Green Bay, Racine, Milwaukee, Madison. And there's a pretty good expose today on Daily Signal about that interview.
Right, I saw that. Yes, exactly.
That out. But it's a bottom line is, and yet every time you look in any media, what they say is election fraud, unproven or election fraud lie. And every time you talk about election fraud, they want to call it a lie. Bottom line is, if the Democrats had any faith that they could win an election honestly, they would not try to end voter identification programs. Mm-hmm. They would not try to make it so the ballot chain of custody was completely broken through allowing a bunch of boxes, ballot boxes being put all over cities with mm-hmm. no actual observers, no way to lock the doors, no way to control who's actually putting the ballots in the box and whether there being hundreds of ballots being dumped in at a time. Mm-hmm. So let's just be clear. The Democrats know they cheated. The big lie is that they didn't. And the reason you know that they cheated is because they will not allow basic things to happen that will ensure that cheating can't occur in the future.
Well, if anything, they're trying to codify. They're trying to codify the cheating. Exactly. That's what H.R. 1 and and S1 is all about, right?
Exactly right. And the fact that H.R. 1 and S1 is exactly that. It's codifying the cheat. It's the right to steal legislation from the federal government to try to put what happened in places like Georgia and put it into law. And that's why the Georgia fight is so important and why Major League Baseball moving out of Georgia, they're moving their antitrust moving their All-Star game out of Georgia was so important.
Right.
Because the corporations that are now pushing the left's agenda on elections, I would argue are now effectively captured corporations, are captured mm-hmm. by the government,
right.
By the government contracts they have and the kind of the partnership they have with the left. And because they see that Joe Biden and his administration is going to exist for another 3.5 years at minimum, they sit there and say, well, if we are doing business in the government and they're going to play hardball, we have no choice but to go and push for their agenda on other things. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, Bill, and this is from way back when I was I wasn't a kid, but I feel like it now. Way back when I worked as the coalition outreach guy for J.C. Watts at the House Republican Conference, one of my jobs was to pull different allies together on issues that we cared about and hopefully they cared about, and to get them involved in those issues. I brought a lot of the business guys in to a meeting, and our objective was to get them involved in redistricting, okay? And I was told flat out, we don't do redistricting. That's not what we do. We do business things. We don't do redistricting. Today, those same lobbyists, pulled in by the same person who happens to be on the Democrat side, are saying, yes, sir, we'll do whatever we need to do. We'll help you win the election battle.
Exactly.
And that is the difference that's occurred in the last 20 years.
Well, this is what happens with ideology. When we forsake the idea for ideology, this is what you get. Corporate America is sold out. Chamber of Commerce is sold out. You have Republicans who are sold out, Rick. All this, it goes, it's a terrible disease. And and the victim here is liberty. That's what's compromised, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly what's compromised. One of the greatest interesting, getting a little philosophical today, but I think we need to.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things that that we constantly are fighting is, on the right, we've always been for free enterprise and freedom. And as a result, the left's attempt to have government take over the means of production, standard Marxism, we've resisted and have resisted at the behest of the corporate community in many instances. And as a result, the normal meme is that Republicans support the corporations and the Democrats support the unions and the quote unquote people. The real truth right now is that the corporations, the captured corporate community is now, in lockstep with Marxists.
Yes.
And it is almost absurd what we're watching, but it is the single most dangerous situation that can exist, because on many things, Bernie Sanders and Americans for Limited Government have the same interest.
Right.
It's we're looking at it from different perspectives, mm-hmm. but we have the same interest. We believe government's too big, and as a result, government is capturing corporations out of those corporations need to exist through taxes, regulation, and grants that they get contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders believes that corporations are too big, and they're capturing government and causing government to do their will. bottom line is both are too big. Mm-hmm. And when we deal with a multinational, in the multinational world where corporations no longer necessarily even have Americans running their North American operations, let alone their being the CEO, whether, even though they're based in the United States.
Yes.
It's a, mm-hmm. we can't look at these corporations like Coca-Cola as being U.S. corporations anymore. We have to look at them as being foreign entities.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. We'll pick it up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Recently, there's been a rise in the persecution of Christians in Pakistan, where many face false accusations of blasphemy against Islam. Unlike Americans, Pakistanis enjoy no presumption of innocence. Instead, those simply accused of blasphemy may face years of jail time or even a death sentence. Many persecutors have found that they can get away with making false accusations as a means for professional gain or as a personal vendetta against Christians because of religious hatred. The Tide Ministry works to alleviate the suffering by impacting the religious atmosphere. With the help of local ministry partners, we're recording gospel messages in two Pakistani languages to share the love of Christ throughout Pakistan. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging believers and sharing the love of Christ with the lost in Pakistan and other regions of the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit ornery. I'll go with you on that. I'll let you have that. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Always great to have Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, I wanted you to finish your thought. We had to cut you short because we were going to break here. So finish your thought here. Go ahead.
Sure. One of the things, we've had this corporate tie-in that's, and everybody thinks corporations are on the right, and what we're seeing is they're increasingly on the left. And the point was simple, that many of these corporations, these multinationals, are no longer U.S. corporations. One I want to point out in particular is AMC, which everybody knows is the theater chain, also has the TV station, you know, TV cable channel. Everybody thinks AMC is an American company. It was bought by the Chinese in 2012, okay? And yet the AMC CEO was on a call this past weekend advocating that corporations come out and fight hard against our election laws and against voter identification election laws. And really, and so what we had was a CEO of a Chinese-owned company arguing about their corporation, arguing for other corporations to get intimately involved in changing U.S. election laws. We spent 3 years over talking about Russia trying to take over our elections and take over our presidency, over $100,000 of Facebook ads, 50% of which was spent for Hillary Clinton. And now we've got a CEO of a Chinese company arguing that, and Americans don't even realize it's a Chinese company because it's called AMC, and it's got a long history of being an American company, not an American company anymore.
Right. Well, we need to be wake up to the reality of what's happening and why globalism is such a force, and why, because when you understand that, then you understand why the abject hatred for one Donald Trump who believed in America first. I mean, and this was part of the problem, is that people, Rick, did not understand the forces that were coming against conservatives and Republicans, to this end, is that this is why they could not stand, big tech could not stand to have Donald Trump be reelected, not only because they had promised that that wouldn't happen, but, their interests are not American interest. They are globalist. And this is why they're not saying anything about our borders being stormed. They're not saying anything about our liberties being eroded. The abject ignorance I guess that's it. The absolute ignorance of our constitutional laws and provisions. I mean, it is amazing. And people need to wake up to this reality, right?
I agree 100%. I don't know that it's ignorance. I would say it's they don't care. They are not American companies, so they don't. The American Constitution is a roadblock to their to a lot of their business models. So they want cheap labor. They want to be able to access our markets with cheap and build things with cheap labor. That's what they want, and as a result, it's counter to U.S. interests. But something that's happened recently that I think we want to talk about, and that is the insanity of Project Veritas exposure of CNN, where people were on camera saying they went to work for CNN in high-level positions because they wanted to take down Donald Trump. It was not even a secret that CNN, their entire reason for being was to take down Donald Trump. And they're very proud of themselves thinking they did take down Donald Trump. And this is now out in the public. There's no more even pretending, and there never really was anybody paying attention.
All you have to do is watch CNN, and you see what they're doing. I mean, 95% of their reporting was negative towards Donald Trump. Do you think they wanted him reelected?
I used to have a friend who was a cameraman at CNN in D.C., and covertly wasn't on the side of all the panelists. And it was he gave me a behind-the-scenes blow-by-blow when Donald Trump was elected, and it was one of the more fun 30 minutes I got to spend. But the fact of the matter is, now it's out in the open. CNN isn't a standalone corporation, Bill. CNN's owned by AT&T. AT&T, the number one asset AT&T has is broadband spectrum that they get from in auctions from the federal government. And so AT&T essentially has a partnership with the federal government because what they actually sell is broadband spectrum. That's how you have your wireless telephone and all that kind of stuff that they're investing in. And the government controls that wireless spectrum. And so AT&T is effectively a captured corporation of the left.
Exactly.
It owns Time Warner, it owns CNN. And the reason you know that is the CEO of AT&T should be out there. And by the way, AT&T is $180 billion in debt and in trouble financially.
Oh, they'll get a bailout somewhere.
they will. But see, the key is the AT&T CEO, CNN is one of their properties. It's one of their visible properties. It's one of the things people, you know, that they're losing money on. But presumably, it's a property that has value to them because it's one of their public faces. Mm-hmm. And their CEO hasn't fired Brian Stelter, hasn't fired anybody at CNN over this, mm-hmm. hasn't tried to reestablish them as an honest news agency, has instead allowed this to occur. The reaction has been tepid. When nobody gets fired, you have to understand that means that the corporate bosses are accepting what went on. Mm-hmm. And are applauding what went on.
Yeah, they're more than accepting. They're supporting
it.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
I promise you, if they had said, we were there to try to make sure Donald Trump got reelected, everybody in that place would have been fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
The culture would have ended them.
Yeah. You mentioned in terms of any kind of viability as a news source. I mean, I asked you off air. I said, what happens when you lose all credibility? What happens after that? Because 60 Minutes is following the lead of CNN in terms of their loss of credibility. I mean, they have just compromised this iconic news show. And now it just it's just going to go into the annals of CNN-dom.
Yeah, well, see, you know, 60 Minutes, they've always skewed left, you know, but the fact of the matter is what they did with Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, where they literally cut out his answers and clipped together random things to make it sound
they said for clarity.
For clarity, yeah. So for clarity, they made it fit their narrative. Their narrative
yeah, right.
was that he had engaged in some kind of corrupt activity related to the vaccine distribution. The reality was he was working with the Democrats in Palm Beach County and doing what the Democrats asked in Palm Beach County. And in spite of the fact that CNN was contacted by the Democrat mayor of Palm Beach County and say, no, you don't have anything right in this, mm-hmm. before they published, before they broadcast,
right.
CNN, or 60 minutes,
we
do not care.
Right.
We do not care. We have a narrative. We're going to play our narrative. And it reminds me of what I got told by the Washington Post in 1993 when I was disputing something they were doing. They said, we'll run our campaign, you run yours.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So this isn't new. It mm-hmm. is, but it's been taken to a different level. And Viacom, which owns CBS, has big business deals with China. They have a vested interest against American interests, mm-hmm. as does NBC, which is Comcast, and as does ABC, which is Disney. And once you understand where their financial interests are, which is in China, then you understand what their motivations are. And it isn't necessarily left. It mm-hmm. can be for their corporate profit. Bottom line is, it's not American interests, and we have to start slicing and dicing these guys, and that's why antitrust law matters. It's why these companies need to be broken up, and we need to set up American companies broken up into a billion pieces so people have to compete as opposed to having these monopolies of information in the information area.
Exactly. You know, Rick, we spoke with Ken Starr yesterday. We were talking about his new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, and the key takeaway of the discussion was, it's important, vitally important to the future and health and continuation of the American idea that all Americans know their rights. You know, and I cannot, you know, underline that, put it in bigger boldface than that is. And this, you know, is what you're saying is we've got to know our rights and we have to be prepared to defend them. Because we have a very aggressive foe. This is a war on common sense and a war on our liberties. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, has been our guest. Thank you, Rick.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will
will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota police made more than 60 arrests for rioting and other offenses during protests for Dante Wright on Tuesday night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Dante had a warrant and was shot and killed by police as he struggled with officers during an arrest. It should be noted, court records show the arrest warrant was for first-degree aggravated robbery with a gun in a December 2019 event. President Biden will withdraw all remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attack that prompted America's involvement in our longest war. Officials believe the threat to the United States emanating from Afghanistan is at a level that can be addressed without a persistent military footprint in country. A San Diego Zoo employee was hospitalized Monday afternoon after being bitten by a venomous snake in a non-public area of a zoo. The snake is an African bush viper, and the venom typically kills within days. The condition of the zookeeper is unknown at this time. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, when you set the emotions aside and you talk about voter integrity, it's not a Republican thing, a Democratic thing. It's not a partisan deal. I think we can all agree, if we can just take a breath for just a moment, and agree that, first of all, elections are vital to a free society. And, you know, the mainstream media and those influencers that want to shut down the debate and what they're doing over, you know, these states that are interested in saying, look, we have a responsibility. I mean, what happened? I mean, you know, the media can say, hey, look, move along. There's nothing here. The 2020 election happened. But let me tell you, the majority of Americans know that there's something fishy. We're just being trained not to say anything about it, and we don't want to get in arguments with our neighbors and anybody else because everybody is just so bought in and emotionally invested over this thing. But the fact of the matter is are we going to have in 22 a repetition of what happened in 2020? And is it continue on to 24? Well, let me tell you, based on what we see the Democrats doing, now this is partisan, but we see what's happening with H.R. 1 and S1 in the Senate is, yeah, they basically want to codify all the stuff that you and I saw and said, wow, this is bizarre. You know, Jenny Beth Martin with Tea Party Patriots is with us right now. And Jenny Beth, this is so obvious. And now you've got states that are coming out, and you know that eventually the truth finds a way of coming out. We had what one state said, oh, yeah, the 21,000 people that were dead on the voting rolls, they finally surrendered those. I mean, like we had to argue the fact that dead people should not be able to vote, but, you know, we had to do that. in Pennsylvania, and then in Michigan, there's something like, what, over 60,000 votes that they found that were illegal, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's not even a deep dive, 60,000. And keep in mind, in both those states, the president lost, President Trump lost by 20,000 votes. So this adds more, I mean, you talk about emotion, it adds more emotion and a sense of cheating that took place in the 2020 election. How can America go forward under the guise of free and fair elections when we have this kind of evidence?
Well, I think that that is why it's so important that states like Georgia and Arizona continue to pass laws that strengthen the integrity of the elections in those states. Why it's important that we continue to educate people around our country about the concerns that we had from November. And look, we can't go back and fix what happened in November. And we all understand that, and we are working from the reality that Biden is our president. So that is the world we live in. What we can do is make sure that we are working to restore faith in our elections going forward. And I think that, Bill, it's important also that as we're working to restore this faith, that we consider some of the things that the people on the opposite side of the political aisle say, and that we pay attention to that and incorporate that as much as we can. In Georgia, that's exactly what happened with the bill that became law in Georgia. The people on the other side of the aisle talked about the importance of voting rights. I agree. Voting is a sacred right, and we want to protect that. Making it easier to vote and hard to cheat, I think, is something all Americans can agree on. So in Georgia, ballot boxes are now required in every county around the state for absentee ballots. We have two Saturdays where for early voting now as mandated by law. Sundays are available as a day for early voting now. So there are more days to vote. Absentee ballots are able to be returned through ballot boxes. That makes it easier to vote. And the other side of the aisle wanted some of those changes. I'm not opposed to those changes. What I wanted is to make sure that we improve the safeguards for the integrity of our election. So we got rid of the signatures, and now you have an absentee. On the absentee ballot, you have to have your voter ID number, so your driver's license number or some other voter ID number. That that improves the integrity and makes it harder to cheat. And I think it's important we convey that to Americans and that they understand what's happening in Georgia, and that as conservatives, we're doing what we can to listen to what the other side says, so at the end of the elections, we can have faith in them.
Exactly. Well, and I appreciate understanding, and I deal with that all the time. You know, it comes from the prayer of St. Francis, you know, that God help me to understand before wanting to be understood. And sometimes that gets to be a challenge. I was just speaking with the former mayor of Shallow Israel yesterday from Israel. Israel has, you know, they're probably one of the best countries when it comes to voter integrity and executing, you know, the voting process. And I asked him, I said, what do you guys do? He goes, one day of voting. That's all we do. One day. Restricted in terms of absentee ballots and that sort of thing. So the integrity aspect of things you're talking about, very important, and all one day in voting, and you have a voter ID. And even here in America, you know, all this stuff about voter ID, and, you know, they kind of insult poor people and just saying, hey, they're too stupid to go get a free voter ID, a voter identification card, when the fact of the matter is for them to get any kind of public assistance, they need an identification card. So they know how to get an ID card. And I asked an expert on this. I said, what are the numbers? You know, how many people are we talking about do not have any identification whatsoever? It's about 0.03%. So for 0.03%, we're twisting ourselves inside out, pretzel logic all involved and everything. And instead of getting to the objective in the shortest amount of way, and the most effective sort of way. Because, you know, with anything logistically, anytime you start adding elements to the logistics, it becomes more and more complicated. There's potential for error, and in this particular case, more potential for people to cheat. And even with the boxes, the added boxes that, Georgia agreed on putting out, my question is, are those boxes going to be supervised, or are they just going to be left out there for people just to, you know, put in like as if it was a U.S. post office box or a mailbox?
In Georgia, we do have requirements now. They have to be more secure, so they can be outside of an official voting location. And I believe that the law now stipulates they have to be brought inside when the place is closed. Mm-hmm. So that is helpful, though. Look, if you cast your ballot, you don't want somebody coming through and doing something that's going to harm the ballot, such as,
yes.
All you have to do is pour water into that. And if you pour a bottle of water into it or open a bottle of water and put it in there, it could damage every single ballot, and it would create problems for the entire election. So this
exactly.
is a way to ensure that those ballot boxes are secure. But if you want to cast your ballot that way, you're able to do so. And if mm-hmm. you don't want to cast your ballot that way, you can put it in the mail and send it back through the postal system, and you can put it into any post office box at any time.
Well, I agree with your initial statement, and that should be the focus, is that we want to ensure free and fair elections. And and to me, that's bipartisan. I don't know how you make that into a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. I think all Americans, for the sake of our citizenship, want to make sure that our vote really counts, don't we?
Well, I think that we do. And in Georgia, and I'm talking about Georgia so much because I do live here, and mm-hmm. also because it's ground zero right now for so much of what's happening when it relates to election integrity around the country. In Georgia, at the end of the 2018 election, the majority of Democrats did not have faith in the outcome of that election. And then at the end of the election in 2020, the majority of Republicans did not have faith in the outcome of the election. I think it doesn't matter who wins in 2022. Obviously, I care very much, and I will be working to help certain people win the election in 2022. But at the end of the day, for me, because I love this country, I love our representative democracy. In order to keep our republic, we must all, regardless of political affiliation, regardless of who wins or loses the election, have faith that when we cast that ballot, it counts, and that it will be counted properly, and that it will not be counted out by an irregular or improper vote.
Exactly. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party
Paper
Section.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss, pick up at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and you know, we see what's happening at the southern border, and I just cannot believe the lack of outrage. Outrage, the outrage is missing. If you want to say something is lacking bipartisanship, it is this. Where's the Democrats? Joe Biden, for the sake of emotion, this is the problem with emotion sometimes. We get so emotional that we just, suspend ourselves from any sense of common sense. And what's happening at the border is an absolute disaster. I mean, it doesn't take you long. And you could, just as much as you could tell when the news media was reporting on the border issues during the Trump administration years, you can see just as well the opposite of what's happening under the Biden administration and the policies that he's employed clearly that have been deleterious, that have compromised border issues, compromising people, that are killing people, literally killing people. And here, a free America is, it's like we're yawning over this deal. And this is such a mess on so many levels. Young women, young girls. I mean, what happened to this hashtag movement that we had running around in our country that we were supposed to be so sensitive about women? But I guess Mexican women or women of color and from other countries, maybe not so important, I guess. It's outrageous in the sex trafficking and what the coyotes are able to get away with and what the drug cartels are able to get away with. I mean, the lack of outrage at the Biden administration and the policies is amazing. And here to talk about said policies and the pain of it all is Mary Ann Mendoza. Mary Ann is the founder of AngelFamilies.org. This organization is dedicated to bringing victim stories into the illegal immigration narrative. Innocent Americans killed by illegal criminals deserve a voice. She is a member of the advisory board of Women for Trump. She was invited many times to Trump White House to discuss illegal immigration issues. And you can follow her on her blog at M.A. Mendoza. That's with a Z, okay? MAMendoza480.com. Marianne, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, Marianne, give us your read on what you're seeing, because, I'm hearing from politicians that this could be instantly fixed, the disaster that's happening at the border. But you've got Kamala Harris that's supposedly been appointed the point person for this issue. She hasn't even found a way to the border. I guess maybe she lost her map. Maybe her Google map is not working and she can't get down, can't figure out, you know, what south is as opposed to north. And she hasn't made it. Joe Biden hasn't been there. It's just ridiculous what's going on. And you know, people are dying every day as a result of these policies.
It's very, very sad. And there's going to be more and more innocent Americans who will be, their lives will be taken by the criminals that are pouring over our border. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they talk about a humanitarian crisis. They're not even worried about the human lives that are being lost. And the last count was 19,000 children in the custody of the Biden administration. Mm. These children, you know, the cartel has a better grasp over who's crossed our border than the Biden administration does. The cartel is using wristbands, and the color of the wristband indicates which cartel faction is smuggling that person. There's a number on the wristband, which is put into a database. They've got family members in their home country's phone numbers in the database with that number. And once they cross the border, if the payments don't continue to the cartel for the passage, they will go to the home countries and harm their family members.
Right.
But you know, these parents willingly send these children. Some of them is unwillingly forced, you know, by the cartel. But they know these children will be raped or killed along the way. And the Biden administration does not know the identity of each of these children. And so if 500 or 5,000 of these children disappear, who's going to know and who's going to care? And what does that child's life mean? You know, they've got phone numbers on their arms. They could be phone numbers that the cartel has placed there on these children. The phone number is called, and whoever shows up to pick up these children, all of these protocols that were in place with Trump and why so many children were held to keep them out of the trafficking business mm-hmm. here in the United States, they're releasing these children to whoever comes to pick them up without any checks whatsoever if they're related or who they are.
This is such a lack of just sincere intelligence and common sense. I mean, this is just thrown out the door. I mean, they're not even considering, like you said, they're not even thinking of these children as being their own children. I mean, Marianne, I think about, like, you bring up the point of, you know, these young girls especially, and being Hispanic and understanding the culture. I could not imagine my dad giving birth control pills to one of my sisters and telling her, well, this next 2,500, 1,500-mile trip that you've got to take to the border, you're going to be physically abused, and chances are you're going to be raped. So make sure you take these birth control pills.
Exactly. That's, you know, and the sad thing is they come here to the United States and they don't assimilate. It's a different culture, not only from Mexico, but from Central America and from very many other countries around the world. And I don't know if your listeners are aware, but in North Carolina, there's a child rape epidemic by illegal aliens. And if they go to ncfire.info, the website, you will be sickened by what you see. But the legal age of consent for sex is 12 in a lot of these countries. And so innocent American children are becoming the victims of these criminals. And it's just going to become a bigger and a more disastrous problem in our country.
Marianne, what's that website again you just mentioned?
ncfire.info.
.info. Okay. All right.
Yes. They had three sheriffs who were elected in the midterms in 2018, and North Carolina was an anti-sanctuary state. Those three sheriffs went in and immediately turned their counties into sanctuary counties in North Carolina. And this, you know, I'm reading many, many articles where illegal men are being arrested, accused of raping a child, and they're given a slap on the wrist and released back out into the community, paying a very small bail. There's nothing happening to these people. Mm-hmm. It's just a repeated pattern across the United States with so many sanctuary policies put into place to protect them.
Well, the general mood of our country right now is there's no law and order, Marianne, and you can't have one without the other. And the left is going, you know, full Monty into abandoning law and order. I mean, you even have the situation, I thought you were going to allude to this. It was reported in Florida, and this is where I'm based out of these days, that they are releasing, you know, felons. Because of Joe Biden's policies, they've served their sentence, they're releasing them, and as opposed to what they did under Donald Trump, where Donald Trump told ICE, okay, they've served their sentence, send them back to their home country, Joe Biden's got a better idea. He says, no, just release them back into the United States. So here are these convicted criminals now back, you know, out of jail. And they're going to go in and infest these communities. And what communities are they going to go to, Marianne? You know as well as I do. They're going to go
right
to these Hispanic communities. They're not going to go and go to Westchester County. They're not going to go to Nancy Pelosi's zip code or out to Maryland. I mean, they're going to go to these areas that they know best, and they're going to prey on these Hispanics. And they're in these communities that they're more familiar with. And they know how to get away with it, especially if they have a heavy hand and they've got people behind them, if it's the cartel or whatever, because if people report on them, hey, look, we know where you live, number one. We know where your family lives in Mexico or Honduras or El Salvador or whatever, and we'll get to them, so you're just going to shut up and take it.
Right. And, you know, they claim that sanctuary policies make these illegal people feel safer. It doesn't, because they know that the perpetrator will be released back out into the community and come after them if they report them. And, you know, President Trump inherited a system where there was over 900,000 convicted illegal felons roaming our streets waiting for deportation to happen. And he was slowly working through that list with ICE and getting that problem solved. And, of course, the minute Biden walked into office and with the stroke of a pen, everything was changed. And, you know, those who were remaining out of the 900,000 were celebrating. And, of course, Biden is adding more and more to it. We all know, you know, DeSantis talked about that there in Florida, you know, and he's fighting that he is going to be deporting these people who are slated to be released from Florida prisons and jails very, very soon.
Yeah, I mean, because what was this vow that they were supposed to have taken, you know, to, you know, protect, preserve our Constitution and protect the people? I mean, this is what happened under Obama Biden before, is they put at risk the citizens of America. And this is why there was such a movement, in spite of all the antithetical forces coming against Trump. They won out in 2020 with all the shenanigans that they were able to pull. You know, and here it is. All right, people, you know, the 85 million people allegedly voted for Joe Biden. Well, you got what you wanted. How do you like it now? I mean, the rule of law is out the door. We've got cities burning down again. We've got illegal immigration that could be easily fixed. I mean, Marianne, you could fix it right now. If you were in power and it was you, you could fix it right now, just like the way Donald Trump did. And Joe Biden has no interest in doing this because he's not about to say that Donald Trump was right.
Not only that, but they don't care about American lives. They're creating a situation where our communities are going to become more and more dangerous with these illegal criminals that are crossing along with, you know, family people. But, you know, and then going after our Second Amendment rights and putting our economy really at risk. You know, he just released all those people who were waiting in the Remain in Mexico program. He released all of those people into the United States with a path to green cards in order to work here at a time when Americans are needing those jobs.
Exactly. Well, Marianne Mendoza, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back. Have a great day.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your